Hi, I'm Michelle from Sunnyside, Queens, and you're listening to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life. Hola mi gente, this is your favorite chica, Judy Torres. Welcome to my podcast, Beautiful Life with Judy Torres. I started this podcast basically because the majority of fans who follow me were asking me for advice. And throughout my life, I've been giving advice. And so I finally decided, let me get certified as a master life coach. And I've been doing that for over 2 years. I'm a radio personality at WKTU in New York for over 22 years and a recording artist for over 33 years. So I want to welcome you here and thank you so much for tuning in. I think you're going to like what you're about to hear. So Vinny, what's today's topic?
Today's abandonment. That's a deep one.
That is deep. And a lot of us have it. You know, we all talk about we have issues. I got issues. I got abandonment issues. And we say that like we throw it away like it means nothing. But the truth is that abandonment can leave very, very deep scars.
And today's caller, I think actually it stems from parental abandonment.
That's the worst kind sometimes because your parents are supposed to be the first people in your life that love you. And it's supposed to be unconditional. So when they abandon you, you don't feel loved.
Yeah, we're going to hear that story in about a minute. It's really touching. But we are going to check out a review right now because this episode kind of, I think, resonates with the opener to this season, the Fantastic April episode. Mm-hmm. That's what I call it, the Fantastic April episode. But one of the reviews on it is really deep, and I want to share it with you right now. It says, Judy, that episode had me in tears because my mom grew up with an alcoholic mom, and my mom would, wind up becoming an alcoholic from this as well, plus also being a Gemini. Wow, talk about multiple personalities. She had it. I called her other personality Sybil, and I didn't get along with Sybil at all. And on top of that, when she drank, her alter ego came out to the extreme, and she was so angry. But I love her. And I know that she never means to be that way. Then 5 years ago, I lost her to ovarian cancer, and now my heart just broke. And 5 years later, my heart is still broken. But I'm so thankful that I still have my dad, and he's the one keeping me going, even though I am broken. And 2 years after mom passed, my dad got reacquainted with his ex-girlfriend from 52 years ago, and now my dad is no longer depressed because my dad was so depressed since the loss of my mom. But now I see a lot of my mom in my dad's girlfriend.
Wow.
Thanks for reading my story. Your podcast brought that out, but
wow,
there's so much coming up in this episode that connected to that review.
Perfect. Well, let's do it.
So let's hear her story.
Hi, Judy. This is Michelle from Sunnyside, Queens. I'm 48 years old, and I'm dealing with abandonment issues from my mom. She left me when I was 5 years old and popped back up into my life at 33. And it's really messed with personal relationships throughout my life. And I carry a lot of resentment towards her. And I was just wondering how can you help me?
Well, Michelle, I can't wait to talk to you about this issue. We're going to definitely help you. But first, let's talk to Wilhelmina for our meme of the week.
Hi, I'm Wilhelmina, and this is Judy Torres' meme of the week. Shout out to everybody that ever abandoned me when I needed you most. You made me a beast. You like that, Judy?
Well, I guess that's actually suitable. I mean, we'd like to think that something good came out of something bad. I don't know if I like to think about you as a beast, though, Wilhelmina.
Judy, I mean, not everybody gets to see that side of me.
Oh, I'm very intrigued now, Wilhelmina.
Oh, yes, I'm multi-talented.
All right, well, thank you, Wilhelmina. Vinny, I think we need to continue.
Absolutely. So before we bring Michelle in, another comment that came up from the episode that connects to this one, and we didn't talk about it, was the song you chose, My Soul, which is also in your one-woman show. People thought that it was written about a relationship that you might have had, but really, the depth of it is you're writing on behalf of the perspective of your mom.
Yeah. My mom is a survivor of domestic violence. And so when she left my stepfather, I was really, really proud of her because I know how long it took her to really get the courage to leave, because it is terrifying. Unless you've been in a situation like that, it is truly terrifying to leave, because you know that the most dangerous time is when you first leave. So I decided to write a song about it, and I felt like it was fitting to call it My Soul because it was about her getting her soul back.
And with that, let's see if you can help Michelle's soul today.
We'll do that.
Let's bring her in.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to talk with you. So talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on.
My mom abandoned me when I was five. Mm-hmm. And she left me with a friend of a friend that she didn't know. I didn't know. And I'm not too sure about how long I was with the woman, but my dad was in the military, and the woman went to the military base to locate my dad. And that's how he ended up with me. And when I was 33, my mom found out where I was and returned, but doesn't own anything that she's done. Mm. You know, it's excuses of what she went through growing up, but not owning what she did.
Okay.
You know, and it's messed with personal relationships in my life.
Of course, so. I totally understand. Well, number one, our relationship with our mother is one of the most important relationships, with the father as well. You know, we need both male and female growing up.
Mm-hmm.
The mother gives us a sense of nurturing, mm-hmm. unconditional love, and protection, security.
Yes.
Right? They're the ones that make us feel better when we cry. They soothe, mm-hmm. they comfort. And it's a softness that the mother has that the father typically doesn't give. Not to say the father can't do that, but so when she left you when you were five, first of all, I'm sorry that she left you when you were five. That had to be crazy. And when you're five, you can't even understand what that is. Do you know why she left?
She just was into her own life, partying. And
how old was she when she left you?
32.
She was 32 when mm-hmm. you were five.
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
So she was older. You know, she wasn't a kid.
Okay. She was partying?
Yes.
Was she partying with someone? Did she have a boyfriend that she was crazy about?
You know, she was married to my dad, but he was in the military and she did cheat and
Okay. So she did. Okay. And are you an only child or do you have brothers and sisters as well?
She has a daughter older than me from a previous relationship that was also left, but she ended up back with my mom. But she actually had it worse because my mother would drop her here, there, and everywhere. She was sexually abused, whereas my dad took me.
Okay.
But I was the only child from them two. And then she went and married someone else and had three more kids, and she's still married to that man.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so, she damaged me and my older sister.
Okay, like, so for the first thing we're going to do is we're going to change the language.
Okay.
Okay? We're going to change the language so that you have some control over the sale of your life and so that you can change the story that you're telling yourself, right? Because it's easy to say, she left me. It's easy to say, she damaged me. It's easy to say she ruined the relationships that I could potentially have in my life because I don't know where I stand. I don't feel like I belong. I don't feel worthy. Because let's face it, right? When your parent leaves you, they leave you with this big message.
Yes.
And when you're a child, you can't figure out or assess why a person is behaving the way they are. When you're a child, the first thing you do is blame yourself. It had to be me. I wasn't worthy. I wasn't lovable. I wasn't cute enough. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't quiet enough. I wasn't loud enough. I wasn't enough, period. That's the message that you got. It's the wrong message. I can almost guarantee you that your mother leaving you had nothing to do with you.
Oh, yeah, I know that now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. When I was little, yeah.
So the first thing we're going to say is not that mom damaged me. Mom was incapable of being a mom. Mm-hmm. My biological mother was not capable of being a mom. And how do you know that? Because she did that with your other sister. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. In life, there are things that happen to us that are completely unfair. Totally. They make no sense. No sense.
Yeah.
Some people have issues with their mother. Some people have issues with their father. Some people have issues with a whole bunch of tragedies that can happen in our life. The thing is this, we're not going to escape life with some sort of tragedy. The yeah. most important thing, though, is how you handle it will determine your character and the outcome of your life. So yeah. as long as your story is, she damaged me, you will attract people around your life that will make that true. I'm damaged goods. I'm damaged.
That's true. That is so
true. I'm not enough. So I'm going to yeah. attract people who believe that I'm not enough, and I'm going to treat me like I'm not enough because deep down I believe I'm not enough.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
that has happened until recently that I started therapy.
Good. Good. So you know through therapy that, number one, it wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
You know, I have a friend who was given up at birth for adoption, and no one adopted her. She was in the foster care system for years. Oof. And she got this wrong message that she wasn't worthy of love. And the truth is, she's so strong now because this, you know, I hate to say this, like when bad things happen to you, you can turn them around to make you stronger. It's all mm-hmm. about the story you tell yourself. As long as you tell yourself that you weren't enough, that it was your fault that she left, then you yep. will believe that and you will attract situations in your life to make that true. Have you ever heard of the law of attraction?
Yes.
So yep. the law of attraction is whatever you believe about yourself, you attract. So as long as you believe that, you will attract people in your life to make that true because the universe mm-hmm. wants to make you right. For those of you who are religious and you're like, I don't believe in law of attraction, fine. God says that I'm not to have a spirit of fear, but one of love. Mm-hmm. Which means you're not to walk around this planet feeling bad about yourself because God loves you. He loves you so much. He gave his only begotten son. It all depends on how you look at everything. So number one, I think your mom, for whatever reason, wasn't capable. And do you know what your mother's story is?
When she was three, she was given up for adoption to a family that her mom was the housekeeper to. But she grew up with her mom, seeing her mom every day because her mom was there cleaning these people's homes.
And how was the relationship?
Not really much of one. And those people were much older, like they could have been her grandparents. Mm-hmm. So they died when she was young and she just ran around by military bases looking for military men to take care of her.
So take a deep breath for 1 second.
Okay.
Take a real deep breath, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, one more time. Let me hear you breathing in. Let it go. You got a lot of tension in your shoulders.
I do. I yeah. do. Yeah. I do.
So we usually learn by our parents, not by uh-huh. what our parents tell us, but what they do. Uh-huh. Your mother was abandoned. Uh-huh. Your mother was taught. Or she thought that she was taught that yeah. she wasn't enough. How could she be a mother to you when her mother wasn't a mother to her?
Okay, now I get that. But I left my father's house when I was 15 because of issues that stemmed from what I went through. Because we couldn't talk about it. You know, he just felt like, get over it, move on. I'm here. You have my family. You don't need her. You know, instead of sitting down and discussing, you know, I mean, I was older at that point. Mm-hmm. Tell me, mm-hmm. like, let me understand everything. So I left home and ended up having kids at 16, 18, and 22. Was I the perfect mom? Definitely not. But I chose to have them. And I had the mindset, I didn't care if I was homeless. My kids would be with me every step of my journey. And thank God I was never homeless. I've always had a roof over my head. I always provided for them. But I just think that at some point, she could have broke the cycle. And even now, I'm 48. Talk about it. Own what you did. But she doesn't. She makes excuses. Okay. And when she came into my life, it was more about my dad. How's your dad doing? And then, you know, they seen each other because for a birthday party for my son. And she sent my dad a letter telling him if he would take her back, she'll leave her family. She'll drop everything to go with my dad. So it's like, were you looking for me or were you looking for my dad?
Okay, so I have a few things I want to say. You gave me a lot. You gave me a lot.
It's a lot.
So the first thing I want to say is there's and I wish I knew the name of it, but there's this psychological phenomenon with children that the children will pursue the parent who is not there. So Your father's saying, oh my God, just move on. Just get over it. I'm here for you. Yeah. But there's a hole in your heart for mom that has nothing to do with dad. Of course, you're grateful dad is there. And dad was probably uncomfortable with talking about it because it's hard for him to see you in pain. That's the first thing. So it's normal for you to want a connection with your mother. That's just normal. We're supposed to have parents. Right now, I don't have my glasses on, right? So okay. I'm looking out at the wall and I'm I'm looking here in the basement and there's a box. And I can kind of see that it says something with a B. I don't even know. So I don't have glasses on, but I can see, I can tell you right there, there's a box right here and it says something with a B and boo, it looks like boo. Okay. Now, when I put my glasses on, all of a sudden it's a box of cereal that says booty O's. I don't know why it says booty O's, but now I can read it. My perception has shifted because I changed how I see it. I want to try to help you change how you're seeing this. So I hope that this blows your mind as much as I want it to. What if the only reason God gave you the mother that you have is to teach you the complete opposite of what you don't want so that you could be a good mom to your kids? What if that's the only reason? And it sounds like, why would God do that to me? Why would he make me suffer? So you could stop the cycle, mama.
Yeah.
The cycle has been generational, probably in your family for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You stopped it because you had the strength and you had the ability to be aware, to see it. Like, come on, people, don't you see what's been going on? You've been abandoning your kids. That's not going to happen to me. I'm not going to do that. I don't care what I got to go through.
Yeah.
That decision right there will change your children's life. And you're right. You won't be perfect, but you were there.
Yeah, that's true.
So as far as the abandonment, that's going to hurt. It's just something that was unfair.
Yeah.
And you can decide to take that bad thing and turn it to something really great. And you could be the mother for your children that she wasn't able to be for you.
But yeah. Well, they're grown now. My baby's 26. So.
It's going to sound weird here, but you could be your own mother. You take care of yourself the way you wish mom took care of you. And no, it's not the same thing. It's not going to make up for it. You're an adult now.
But how do I continue to have a relationship?
If you believe that your mother's intention on reaching out to you was just to get to your dad, then that's not genuine. Then if that's the case, then you have to decide, what do you want? Even if your mother had genuine intentions, it would still take a lot of work for you guys to work towards having some kind of a relationship because the resentment is there, the anger is there, you know? She would, like you said, she would have to be accountable. She would have to realize, you see, I get mad with people when they do stuff like this. It makes me angry. I'm angry for you, put it that way. You know, this is what mom needs to say. Michelle, I really effed up. I am so sorry that I left you. I'm sorry that I abandoned you when you needed me probably the most. I'm sorry I didn't know how to be a mom. I'm sorry I broke your heart. And I know you're an adult now and you have your own children. And I don't know what kind of relationship that we can create here, but I want something with you because I love you. Please forgive me. And then she'll have a genuine interest in your life. So try to find something you have in common. She'll invite you over. She'll show you some pictures. You show her some pictures. You try to catch up. But it's genuine. If you don't feel it's genuine, then the thing you need to do is draw some boundaries. If we're going to talk to each other, I have to know that you're sorry. How many times am I going to say it? No. You know how many times you're going to say it? As many times as you need for me to feel better. Because a person who's genuinely sorry will get it. I try to tell people when it comes to apologies, there's three steps. Number one, you have to communicate it. You have to say, forgive me. Forgive me for I did X, Y, and Z to you. Because of that, the second part is showing that you understand how much you hurt them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I hurt you because I know it made you feel alone. It made you feel unloved and unworthy, and I was wrong. And then the third thing they do is do something actively to show they mean it. That would mean calling you more often. That would mean saying, hey, you want to come over for some coffee? It could be simple things. You're not going to have this mother-daughter bond overnight. Let's just face that. The reality is you may never have that kind of relationship. But woman to woman, you can have a relationship. But she has to say sorry, and she's got to mean it. If you don't feel it's genuine, then you have to have some boundaries. Mom, if you're going to be in my life, we're not going to talk about that. Mom, if you're going to be in my life, and you decide what the rules are for you. And if she really loves you and she really wants to be in your life, she will respect them and honor them. Mm-hmm. If you get this sense that there's no remorse there, I don't want to sound mean or harsh, but she did you a favor because she wasn't able to give you the love you wanted anyway.
And that's basically how I got, and I haven't heard from her since January 6th of this year. We got into a huge argument and I hung up the phone on her and she never tried to call. And
let's imagine something for a minute. Let's imagine that your mom was in your life, right? And your mom didn't abandon you. Let's say she was, it sounds to me, just, you know, I don't mean to analyze your mom or anything like that, but considering what you said to me about her, it sounds to me like she had a hole in her heart for love. She was looking for some man to love her. That was more important to her. And who knows? Yep. I don't know what her relationship with her father was, you know, that kind of thing. That's everybody has
a
story.
Didn't know her dad.
There you go. Everybody has a story. And once you know their story, it doesn't excuse them for what they did. But once you can see where their pain is, you can have more compassion. And you're able to forgive better if you want to forgive. For the betterment of your life, for you to have healing, you've got to forgive her. Have you forgiven her?
Yeah, but I can't have that relationship.
That's okay.
You know, I can forgive her, but it's more toxic.
Yes.
You know, and that part I can't have around
Good.
Me.
So I don't know if you listen to the podcast that I had with April Hernandez Castillo.
I bought the book.
Okay, good. So we were talking about forgiveness and she said forgiveness doesn't always mean reunion. Yeah. It doesn't mean you can say I forgive you, but you can say I forgive you and I release you because you being around me is harmful to the betterment of my welfare, of my well-being. If someone is around you and they bring you joy, then keep them around you.
Then keep them.
If someone is around you and they bring you grief, and strife and pressure. And if anything, you know, if she's like, oh, you know, you don't want to talk to me and, you know, playing the victim, that doesn't help. She has to be able to realize what she's done. And she may not be able to, but it doesn't mean she's not sorry. She just can't do it. Some people, unfortunately, don't have the ability to do it. They don't have the ability to say sorry. They don't have the ability to change. They don't have, sometimes they don't even have the awareness of what they did wrong. They just know they messed up somehow. And you can't fix that for her. So that's why I'm saying you have to forgive her. You got to realize your mom has a massive hole in her heart that she's trying to fix. So the question is now, how do we fix the hole in your heart?
Yeah.
And you've got to seek that love from yourself.
Yes.
Because otherwise you'll be looking on the outside for somebody to fill that void. And anytime you look for someone to fix you, when you look for someone to complete you, it ends up blowing up in your face. So I'm glad you're in therapy because that's something good and important to work through. Continue being a great mom to your daughters. I really believe the lesson here is so that you could come to that moment where you decided, not my children, I don't care what I got to go through. I'm going to be with them. I'm going to be a good mom. My children will know me. My children will know the good and the bad. That is the blessing. You've got to find the blessing through all that strife. The blessing is that you became aware of the mother that you want to be. And you refuse to continue the pattern of not being there for your children. You refuse to let that, you don't want to pass that on anymore. That's the gift you give to your children. That gift is worth what you've been through. So your children don't suffer.
That's true. So true.
So if you keep those glasses on, that might help you.
I'll keep them on.
Do you feel a little bit better?
I do. I do. Okay. Thank you so much.
And it's not going to fix everything. This is, you know, this is years of pain and abandonment.
Well, you know, it's weird because you gave me more than my therapist.
Well, the thing with therapy is that when you're in therapy, there are specific rules and they listen a lot. And I love therapy. I was in therapy for a long time. I was in therapy for 12 years. Did I need therapy for 12 years? No, probably like five, six. But the truth is I love talking. I love venting. I love getting my problems off my chest. And I love the fact that that person was there to listen. Because half of healing is feeling like someone heard you.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about, the reason I like being a life coach is because I can do things like this. I can listen to you. And then I can ask myself, what can I give this person to walk away with that they could hold on to make them feel better? And that I'm allowed to say. Therapists aren't allowed to do that. In therapy, you're supposed to come up with the awareness yourself. Because when it comes from you, you'll remember it forever, you know? But sometimes we need a little encouragement. Sometimes we need someone to tell us something. But I really think, you know,
or to guide me in that direction.
Yeah.
Like he told me that if I choose to have her in my life, it's radical acceptance.
Yes. Yes. Did you hear Lady Gaga speak about radical acceptance?
No.
Go on YouTube and listen to her talk about radical acceptance. I think it was Lady Gaga who did it. Yeah, look it up for me, Vinny. Just make sure I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to give her the wrong information.
Lady Gaga and Oprah comes right up on YouTube.
Yeah, there you go. Lady Gaga and Oprah. Listen to it. That means unconditionally loving her. Loving her even though she wasn't there. Loving her even though she was kind of a jerk. Just drop you off with a friend of a friend. What the hell is that? What was she thinking? Yeah. But you know what that tells me? She couldn't be a mom.
Yeah.
And if she kept you with her, I have a feeling that some of the feelings that you have now are less worse than what they would have been if you were with her.
Well, that's what my sister tells me. My sister said she did you a favor by leaving you where she left you.
And your sister, because, I'm sure, has told you some stories, has shared stuff with you. Yeah. And imagine what that would feel like. Sometimes, I'm telling you, sometimes God knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
So yes, it feels like it's not fair, but she couldn't do it.
But she saved me at the end.
So she could have left you alone in the house by yourself as a little girl. She could have had her friends come over. There could have been molestation. There's a lot of things that you don't know could have happened. So maybe in a weird way, you were saved. And the fact that your father came forward and said, I got you, that's good. Is your father still around?
He is. He lives in Arizona, but he's
next still. Time you call him, you tell him, thank you, Papi.
Oh, I always do.
Thank you, Dad. Well,
yeah, he gets acknowledged for Mother's Day and, you know, because he was my mom and my dad.
If you can find a way to forgive your mom with radical acceptance and just realize there was nothing you can do to change her and it wasn't your fault, you won't bring this into your future because you don't want that to happen. You don't want to end up bringing people into your life that are going to treat you that way too. You deserve better than that. And you know that. So boundaries with your mother. And if, you know, I know you said she's not speaking to you, but if she comes back, boundaries, very clear boundaries. And that's if you want to, if you want to, if it's too difficult, forgive her and let it go. Forgive her and let it go. And know that you're blessed with your kids. It won't be the same thing, but you know what you want to give your kids.
Yeah.
All right?
Yes.
Okay, Michelle. Thank you so much for being so vulnerable and telling the truth, because I know you helped a lot of people today. You're beautiful, and I'm happy to have spoken to you and honored to talk to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Cuídate. Be good to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Okay. Forgive her. Love her. Release it and move on, because you deserve better than this, and you will have better than this. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now that was a deep conversation.
You know, I have to say, of all the episodes we've recorded, I really enjoyed that one. I definitely don't enjoy hearing people's challenges, but I just felt her heart. I just felt how genuine she was, and I just literally wanted to go through the screen and just hug her, you know? So I'm hugging you, Michelle, wherever you are, girl, because you are strong.
I guess my question after that conversation and hearing it would be, do you think that, you know, mom will ever have that eureka moment, that revelation to realize it, you know? And if not, how does Michelle eventually find the peace from that?
The truth is that she may, and the truth is that she may not. And I would presume, based on what everything Michelle said, that there's a really good chance that her mother will not. So I think what's important is for Michelle to take care of herself right now. So right now she has to deal with the reality that she may never have the relationship with a mom that she wants. So in the meantime, what is she going to do to help herself feel better? Forgiving is number one. And then number two is letting go and just realizing and knowing that she had nothing to do with it. It wasn't her fault at all. It's not a reflection of how worthy or how lovable she is. She's completely lovable and completely worthy. It was her mother's mistake not to realize that.
Do you think that it could also be mom's defense mechanism just to not even entertain the conversation, because then that's like opening up her own Pandora's box?
Of course. I mean, denial is the number one thing that allows you to stay stuck. As long as you deny it, it didn't happen.
Absolutely.
Because to admit it happened means you have to realize that you really messed up. And that's really painful for a lot of people. Nobody likes to say it was me, I was wrong. Nobody likes to say that.
Especially Poochie.
What are you talking about? I'm always right. Listen, Judy, listen, all right? Listen, mama, I'm about to quit this job, all right? Because I've been trying to give you nothing but love all this time. 2 seasons now, all right? I don't know how many episodes, and I just come here with love in my heart, love in my head, love in my hands. I'm all love. And then all of a sudden, right?
No, don't start crying
now. No, but it's true, Judy, it's true. Judy, listen to me, okay?
Oh, she has an ugly cry face, people.
Listen, Judy. I need love. I mean, I need a boyfriend. And then you give me this crap. Who are these people? All right? Who are these people? I don't understand. First of all, Pepito, he's cute and everything, but he don't even know nothing. He got a little chin, all right? I don't even know what that chin is about. Second of all, this Herman guy, he sounds all right, but nothing. There's no love. There's no connection. There's no chemistry, mama. I need chemistry.
Wow. Okay. Listen. Poochie. Number one, I'm going to make believe you just didn't tell me off like that. Number two, I'm going to let you know we have done everything. We have searched high and low to find you somebody.
Yeah, but you didn't search. You went high and low, but what about in the middle? You didn't search in the middle.
That's an expression.
Let me express something to you, all right? I'm going to express something, right? I'm really frustrated. You understand? I'm frustrated.
Well, I think Poochie that needs therapy.
I'm telling you.
Or she needs to go find something. I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, Michelle, I think that your spirit and your heart need a big hug. And so what I want you to do is remember not how your mother made you feel, but what God says about you. God says you're worthy. God says you're loved. And we here believe all those things and then some. So we're dedicating this song to you. It's called You Say by Lauren Daigle. Whenever you feel lost, I want you to hear this song, okay? Love you, girl.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Than just the sum of every high and every low. Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Ooh, oh. taking all I have, and now I'm laying it at your feet. You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.
Abandonment is an issue that a lot of us deal with, including myself. The truth is you have to rescue yourself. You have to be your own hero in your own story. Bad things are going to happen to you. People are going to let you down, betray you, deceive you, disappoint you. It's what you do to get back up that determines the outcome of your life. As long as you say, I've been abandoned, you will feel unworthy. So change the script and say, I'm fine. I am worthy. That person was incapable of giving me what I need. So I'm going to go forward and I'm going to find people who are going to give me exactly what I need. But more importantly, I'm going to believe in myself that I can give myself what I need so I don't have to look elsewhere. And that will bring you peace. And until next time, there's no reason to cry. Okay. I love you. Bye-bye.
Be sure to keep up with Judy Torres on social media at Judy Torres Music, like the official Judy Torres Facebook page, or visit www.judytorreslifecoach.com. Judy Torres is available for group and one-on-one life coaching, as well as public motivational speaking appearances. If you wish to request these services or have a potential topic for a future episode of Beautiful Life with Judy Torres, please feel free to write judytorreslifecoach@gmail.com. Beautiful Life is produced, protected, and published through Judy Torres Enterprises, LLC. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening.
I told you there was no reason to cry.